Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know some Russian physicians. Russia has made a lot of medical advancements. I can't stand Putin. I can't stand the troops. But, yeah, we have Russian doctors here in town. And we have, I mean, I would never even think. I would never even think about projecting my anger at what Putin and my disgust, what he and his troops are doing in Ukraine, to somebody who's Russian-born. I mean, I had family in what was then Lithuania who had to escape the pogroms, and they were, I think we had relatives killed as well. One family escaped and went to Romania, and then they changed their name. I believe my original last name was like Rosenzweig, and then they changed it to Zodiru to make it sound less Jewish. And it's ridiculous, but this was like early 1900s. And then the reason why it got changed to Zodiru, was because I guess in Romania that meant, and there's not a direct translation, but Zodiac, and I guess one of the family members was really, really good at solving crimes and kind of, you know, predicting, seeing patterns. And I don't want to say necessarily predicting the future, but that was, you know, so they took on the name Zodiru. And so my maiden last name in America looks like Zodiru. So it's a interesting last name, but that's my last name. So the European Society of Cardiology bans Russian doctors amid what's going on with the Ukraine invasion. So the European Society of Cardiology, which is huge, it's an international community of cardiologists, said in a statement to Fox News that it paused the memberships of the Russian Society of Cardiology and the Belarusian Society of Cardiologists among the ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Cardiologists in Russia or Belarus are now barred from any ESC event, including presenters. Now, I know some of you guys are thinking, wait a second, aren't these boring? You know, is this really a bad hit? This is significant because you have, it means, are we about to be anti-Russia? I mean, we're anti-Putin, but anti-Russian. So let me just kind of give you updates here on what happened. U.S. and European allies are announcing a new round of sanctions. Biden had met with the multiple NATO members and the G7 leaders, and they are talking about sanctions. They're going to hit 300 members of Russian State Duma, its lower house, amid Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky's call for allies to sanction Russian functionaries and others who enable Russia's invasion of Ukraine. 40 Russian defense companies are also going to come under sanction, according to a senior administration official. And these pressure tactics are I guess, the design of which is what America and these other countries want is leaders within Russia to turn around and pressure Putin to stop. If that's where Putin's getting his money, they're trying to hit them, where it hurts. Members of the G7 have met in Brussels to try to reach an agreement on new levers to try to end Russia's brutal war. Here they are. We're at the month mark. I wish they would have met 3 weeks ago. I mean, it just, people are dying as we speak. But they want to, you know, increase sanctions. They're sending more troops to the NATO, I guess, NATO bordering countries. And Biden spoke about a new world order. The new world order is a phrase that kind of is associated historically. That I don't think it has a lot of good connotations. When I hear the new world order, that to me sounds something out of like Star Trek or, you know, I don't know, maybe 1984, where, you know, somebody, they want to kind of like control the world. So I don't know, but they're calling it the new world order. And the G7 and the EU, they said, are going to continue to blunt the Central Bank of Russia's ability to deploy international reserves by making clear that any transaction involving gold related to the Central Bank of Russia is prohibited. So as we see the leaders and, you know, as we see them try to look like they're doing something, are they doing enough? I mean, is this enough? You know, the world leaders meeting is nice. I'm glad they are. You know, is it too little too late? Biden says sanctions are never going to deter, but maintaining them is what's going to stop Putin. So an interesting question, although I know people would think it's too early to ask, but when do we reverse him? If Putin, let's say, says, my bad, or I lost, what if Putin loses? Do we reverse him? Should we still keep them and say, we got to punish you? And then how long do we punish him? I'm just very, you know, it's interesting in that, you know, we're using sanctions to deter Putin. It doesn't seem to be deterring him. It might be allowing Ukraine to still hold an amazing front against them. But, you know, did we go quick to, we could sanction? We either go to war with Russia or, boom, we sanction. Let's just do sanctions. And I just wonder if we might have shot ourselves in the foot not thinking this, you know, a little clearly. My big worry is, well, if Russia wins, who do they hit next? And then if they do, I mean, Belarus is really butting up with Russia, and they're even helping. And I wonder if some other countries are like, oh, crap, if we're going to be next, we better help. So Biden does want to visit Ukrainian refugees, or being told while he's in Europe he's going to visit some of the refugees. I think that's a great photo op for him. I think he needs to look like he's involved. But again, is it too little too late? There are major food shortages that we got to figure out how to get food over there. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813. 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have made huge, huge progress, right? Not being phobic towards people of different countries. In fact, look at what we did, you know, in terms of progress with the COVID virus, not calling it the UK strain or the South African strain. We quickly squashed that and we called it Alpha, you know, or Beta, or the Delta strain, or the Lambda strain, because we didn't want to call it a Colombian or Peruvian or, like I said, that, you know, we didn't want to call it the China virus. We didn't want to, demarcate it or stereotype it or label it and then cause there to be bad labels for those countries or people. sadly, there's hate crimes have gone up, especially hate crimes against Asians. And I just think people are being jerks and they're using any excuse possible. But sadly, when you do associate a country with something bad, with what's going on, people will use that as an excuse. Remember, we are, you know how we talk about default? You know, by default, your computer might be in one mode, or by default, we might be in a mode. Our default is being a jerk, is being animalistic, is being, our default is being aggressive, acting like an animal, wanting to fight. We control it, and we have tons of controls to keep ourselves like, no, I'll wait in line. I'll do this. I mean, we've domesticated. But even your most domesticated pets, if you could, still get them mad, they'll come out at you. They'll come out at each other. So everybody thinks our default is, well, you know, we're just being nice and all that, and then something has to get us mad. It's the opposite. We have all these things holding it back. And some of us might turn to food when we're mad about something. Some of us might punch a wall. Some of us might just, you know what, I'm just going to have a drink and be done with it. But others, they act on it. So we have to always kind of remember that it is in humans' nature to want to fight, want to tribalize, want to, you know, separate, segregate, have people in other groups that they could be against. That's just in humans' nature. It's horrible that that happens that way. And we spurn it, like, you know, we nurture it as, you know, like with sports. I love being a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I see the shade you guys keep throwing, and I see it online, and you guys are like, oh my gosh, and now that we lost Amari Cooper, we're in some trouble. And, you know, I feel like we're going to take the heat. But, you know, it allows kind of a mild outlet, a very modified outlet. Well, with Russia, we're now with Putin's invasion, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, anti-Russian sentiment has been rising. Now, I have Russian friends. A lot of us do. We have Russian, we've been... You know, when you're in the country as we are connected in multiple different fashions. And when it comes to what's happening and Putin possibly starting World War III, it has now spurned a discontent and sadly a hatred for people that weren't even involved in the decision-making process. And it's forcing people who are Russian to choose between their country who has a crappy leader, or to choose safety and to choose to be accepted in other countries. And for those of you having trouble understanding that, imagine a country hating us because of what Biden is doing. You know, and like, let's say, this is hypothetical. But let's say Ukrainians are like, you Americans just kept standing there talking, you know, doing sanctions. You didn't help us. Our family was dying. You didn't help us. We hate you, Americans. And you're like, no, we wanted you. We wanted you helped. We wanted more to be done. But that was the president at the time. You see what I mean? So, you know, if you don't want to be identified as what President Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris stand for, you're stuck. Because you don't want to renounce your American citizenship. You don't want to renounce, you know, denounce America. You want to, you know, you want to say, look, I love America. I'm just not really happy with our current politicians. Same thing with Trump. You know, people are like, well, Trump's my president, so I want to leave America. It's a choice, but, you know, just because you have a president for 4 years or 8 years does not necessarily mean that's who you are. Well, Russia and Russian citizens are having that issue. They're going to have problems fleeing, coming to America, if America has a limit on Russian citizens. I mean, they would have to be, quote-unquote, seeking asylum or wanting to completely denounce, you know, they tried to, you know, get dual citizenship. Well, yeah, I'm Russian, and I want to be American, too, and I want to, you know, that's it's going to make it harder. As I opened with, we talked about doctors. Russian doctors are feeling the heat. The European Society of Cardiology has banned Russian doctors from attending. And, you know, I know some of you are like, well, good, then they all, you know, fall asleep at these member meetings. But still, that's kind of a big deal. And when you're banning Belarusian doctors, Russian doctors, cardiologists, this is the European Society of Cardiology, we are now making that move, and I know it's the European Society, but Americans go as well. You're making that move that, you know what, no, you're Russian. You don't get to come in. And, I mean, how many of these doctors had anything to do with what the heck is going on? I mean, you know, Putin decides in the last couple months to invade. We were on day 29 of the war. And these were doctors, and these were people that were participating and contributing to our medical advancements. And they are being banned because they're Russian. I mean, we are having that same sort of landscape we had around World War II, where there was that anti-Japanese sentiment, anti-German sentiment, and it could be scary. Now, they are going to allow still access to Russian journals and Russian educational material, certain guidelines. But the fact that they feel that that is how they could protest the war, they are suspending these doctors, right, as a, quote, necessary measure in a desperate attempt to stop the bloodshed in Ukraine. I don't think Putin gives a hart and dukes if doctors get banned from a medical society or a medical meeting. I'm really worried that how we're trying to hurt Putin is actually hurting others. Like when we stop the Russian ballet from performing and Russian concerts. All right, these are musicians. Musicians are not really the type of people that are kind of pro war, and they want to perform. They want to, you know, they don't want to be associated with war. So what do you do? What do you do if you live in a country that is doing something, you know, so horrific, so deadly, so evil, and that's not your leader? That's not how you want to be known. You don't want the world hating you. But you can't just vote him out, impeach him. He's been a ruler for many years, and if you at all revolt, you're in jail. I don't know what the answer is. It's really going to take the Russian people to help take a stand. We need the Russian citizens. They have, 145 million people. I doubt all of them support what's going on. And if we want to stop World War III, and you see, if I was a Russian citizen, I'd be like, there's no way we could win. They're feeding us all this BS. Even if Russia takes over Ukraine, if Russia continues to expand, NATO is going to one day wake up and say, you know what, we're going to stop him now. So, you're not on the winning side. And sadly, you are now being discriminated against because you are from a country whose leader sucks. Just as much as we don't want to be stereotyped by who our leader is, whether it's Trump or Biden, you are being stereotyped for that. So it's really, we need the Russian people to speak out. I don't want you killed or anything like that, but I mean, there's enough of you that I think that can do something. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Western leaders meeting in Brussels today agreed to strengthen their forces in Eastern Europe, increase military aid to Ukraine, and tighten their sanctions on Russia as Moscow's assault on its neighbor enters its second month. In a display of unity at an unprecedented triple summit of NATO, the G7, and the European Union, the military alliance announced new battle groups to be stationed at four Eastern European countries. The U.S. and Britain expanded their sanction blacklist. Countries announced new packages of military and humanitarian aid and promises to take in refugees. The EU announced steps to wean itself off of Russian energy. A subvariant of Omicron, now called BA2, accounts for over 35% of COVID-19 cases in the U.S., according to the CDC. The variant is most prevalent in the Northeast, accounting for more than 50% of COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News. The CEOs of several major airlines are asking the White House to lift the COVID-19 precautions for travelers, including mask mandates. In a letter to President Joe Biden, Airlines for America, a trade group, wrote, "The high level of immunity in the United States, the availability of high-quality masks for those who wish to use them, widespread vaccine availability, and newly available therapeutics provide a strong foundation for the administration to lift the mask mandate." Transportation Security Administration announced last month that it was extending the mask mandate on public transportation until April 18. Federal law gives prisoners facing execution the right to have a spiritual advisor in the death chamber who can touch them, according to the Supreme Court. The ruling came in the case of Texas inmate John Henry Ramirez, whose lethal injection was scheduled for early September, but was blocked by the court to consider his appeal. He said the state violated his religious rights by refusing to let his pastor pray and perform the laying on of hands. This is USA Radio News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't like plastic. I think we are exposed to too much plastic. Remember I told you that there's been reports that we have plastics circulating our blood? And I think one of the reasons why we have such metabolism issues and issues with our weight is because the plastics interfere with our metabolism, our hormone, endocrine functions, and our body just doesn't know what to do with it. And when your body is exposed to stuff it doesn't know what to do with, it slows down and it doesn't work properly. So our metabolism changes. Well, Dutch researchers looked at 22 samples from healthy adult donors, and they found that 77.2% had microplastics floating around their blood. Tiny pieces, less than 5 millimeters in diameter. Still, a 4 millimeter, that's like a third of a pencil eraser. You have that crap circulating in your blood? That's some dangerous stuff. Now, these were scientists from the Netherlands. They said they took blood samples from 22 anonymous healthy adult donors, analyzed them for particles that were super tiny. I just can't believe 0.2 of an inch, but then, and smaller. And the researchers found that 17 out of 22 volunteers, or 77.2%, had microplastics in their blood. And they found that extremely concerning. I would too. That sucks. They say our study is the first indication that we have polymer particles in our blood. It's a breakthrough result. This is according to study author Professor Dick Vethoek at Vrije Universiteit Amsterdam. Said we have to extend the research and increase the sample sizes. The study was published in the journal Environmental International. They tested for polymethyl methacrylate, or PMMA, polypropylene PP, polystyrene PS, polyethylene PE, and polyethylene terephthalate. It's phthalate. That's how you pronounce it. I do have a lisp and a stutter, but I said that one right. So researchers found that 50% of the blood samples contained the polyethylene terephthalate. They had to choose that one, the one that I have trouble saying. They said this was the most prevalent plastic type in samples. PET. Can I just call it PET or do you want polyethylene terephthalate? Well, can I say PET? Thank you. PET is a clear, strong, and lightweight plastic that is widely used for packaging foods and beverages, especially convenient-sized soft drinks, juices, and water. Over a third contain polystyrene. Well, we get that from our packaging and storage. A quarter contain polyethylene, from which plastic container bags are made. Only one person had polymethyl methacrylate, and no blood samples had polypropylene. So the researchers found up to three different types of plastics. Well, that makes sense. If you're going to have one, most likely you're going to be exposed to others as well. They say differences between who had microplastics in their blood and who didn't may have been due to the exposure right before the blood samples were taken. So, for example, they said one volunteer tested positive had just drunk coffee from a plastic-lined coffee cup. So where do these plastics come from? Well, you got basic, you know, pollution and industrial type stuff, but a lot of our packages are plastic. They say you could get it from clothes that are drying, wear and tear of clothing, tire, road wear, debris from your tire, road markings, agricultural runoff. There's a lot of places where people can get it. According to a 2021 study, microplastics can cause intestinal inflammation, gut microbiome disturbances, and other problems in non-human animals. It could also be causing our inflammatory bowel disease in humans. How many of us have irritable bowel syndrome? I do. Maybe it's because of our plastics. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I think we're getting into our bodies that we don't need to. That's why I recommend you guys use glass or stainless steel. A lot of our paper plates are coated. Many of you guys have paper plates you can save on water and dish soap and things like that. But you can just throw out the paper plate, but there's coating on some of those. There's paper plates with the coating and paper plates that don't. I like the ones with the coating because it seems to make it easier to eat, but no, that's bad because, sadly, there's, you know, plastic in that and other chemicals. Another study published last year found microplastics could deform human cell membranes and affect their functioning. So we need to know exactly how much is bad, where we're getting these, why. But it's just we do too much. I mean, I don't like drinking water from the reverse osmosis or from the tap. So I will buy a water bottle. Can't be doing that. These water bottles, your water is soaking in plastic. You don't think you're getting some of that into what you're drinking? Now, another study, according to Daily Mail, they say we inhale up to 7,000 particles every day. Microplastic particles are now so all over the place that we actually breathe in 7,000 every day. The total was 100 times higher than expected. This is huge. I mean, we are breathing in 7,000 plastic particles a day. They say highly sensitive equipment, counting them, found that many of them are less than 10 microns in size. That is about the tenth of a width of human hair. The highest concentration was in the room of an 8-year-old girl because her bedding, carpet, soft toys were all made from synthetic materials. So I would suggest this, okay, because, I mean, it's all over the place. You know, avoid foods in plastic containers. A lot of things are in plastic. I get it. I bought some fruit. It was all cut up. You had some berries, some kiwi. It was on sale for $3-something at the grocery store. It was really good, healthy fruit. So I bought it, but it's in plastic. Try to buy the fruit. I don't use a plastic bag necessarily when I buy fruit, per se, because I don't want to pay more for the bag. So I have the fruit loose, and they're rolling all over the place. They're like, do you want a bag? Nope. It's cheaper that way. But honestly, the less time something is sitting in plastic, the better. It sucks. It's just so much that we're doing. Again, try to use glass, stainless steel, certain ceramics. With your soap, things like that. I like cleaning things with soap and water. I think that's important. But really wash the soap off. And even after you take something out of a dishwasher, it might not be a bad idea to rinse it off before you use it, just in case there's still sediments on there. Drinking 2 cups of coffee a day may cut the risk of heart disease. I don't like coffee, so I'm screwed. But you could cut the risk of heart disease by about 15%, according to studies. Researchers looked at data of nearly 400,000 people in their 50s who did not have heart disease and followed them for 10 years. And they found drinking 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day was ideal. They had 10 to 15% lower risk of developing coronary heart disease, heart failure, irregular heartbeat, or dying for any reason. The benefits held regardless of whether you had instant or ground coffee. Decaf, and this keeps happening, decaf does not seem to give you the same benefits. Is that crazy? Maybe there is something to the caffeine. Whenever we have these studies about coffee and how healthy they are, it's caffeinated coffee, not decaf. Unless, also maybe the decaf process hurts part of the other, I guess, elements to coffee that is beneficial. They said with people who actually had some form of heart disease, they discovered 2 to 3 cups a day was associated with lower odds of dying compared to not drinking any. I hate coffee, though. Ugh. Professor Peter Kistler, an expert at the Baker Heart Institute in Melbourne, Australia, led the study and said our data suggests that daily coffee intake should not be discouraged, but rather included as part of a healthy diet for people with and without heart disease. Now, but here's my problem. When you guys drink coffee, like I'm looking right now at a cappuccino with a cute little swirl. I don't know if, my guess is it's black coffee. No sugar, no cream. But you guys put all sorts of crap in the coffee, so I don't know how healthy that is. Now, they say coffee beans contain more than 100 compounds linked to lower levels of inflammation and increased metabolism. All right, well, if it's going to increase my metabolism, I could, cover my nose and drink it. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Scott writes, did I hear what Governor DeSantis did for the athlete? I did hear. We'll talk about it super quickly. So, you know, the controversy surrounding transgender athletes and what they do to women's sports, they're competing among women's sports, is obviously extremely controversial. And I don't know if the country is going to decide what is the best way to go with this. I think if we have a Supreme Court nominee that can't define woman, I'm wondering if just woman and men's are terms that are going to be going by the wayside, which means we won't have a woman's team or a men's team. So there's a lot of, I guess, kind of hypocrisy, because if we do have a women's team and we have a men's team, but we aren't defining woman anymore because we think it's too controversial, then are we not going to use the term woman anymore? Somebody's got to kind of decide, pick one and figure out where we're going, because everybody's confused. And so I, having, you know, a transgender relative in the family, I completely understand that there are people born on this, in this world, that are not identifying with the way society wants them to be, or what they might have been born with biologically, and in terms of sex organs. And so I completely understand that there are people that wish to be who they really feel they are, and I believe they have a right. But when it gets to all the progress we made in terms of women now having their teams, their sports, because women used to not be able to do sports. It was just a man thing. So having women be able to do sports, if they keep coming in second to a transgender athlete, then the controversy will never go away, because it actually highlights that women are inferior athletically to somebody who was born as male. And women don't want to look inferior to men. Women want to compete and have their own, they want to have their own, you know, their own competitions. So Governor DeSantis, what he did, is the one that came in second to Leah Thomas, he proclaimed as the winner. I don't know if that's the right answer, but we're talking about the NCAA Division I title. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis honored, well, I think it's a beautiful thing to do, but I don't know if that's going to solve it moving forward. If a transgender wins, and then we just give proclamations to those who, you know, come in second or third. The Republican governor claimed that the NCAA is perpetuating the fraud and declared University of Virginia freshman and Florida native Emma Wayant the rightful winner of the race. Wayant had finished about 1.75 seconds behind Thomas. Wow. And Leah Thomas, I mean, she's, you know, she is from what I know about her, she's nice, she's supportive of her teammates, but the problem people have is, for those that want to compete in the Olympics, if there ends up being many people that decide to transition, then it's going to be, the Olympics are going to be not male versus female, but, you know, male versus transgender female. And women are sidelined again. And women don't want to be sidelined. So all the progress that was made for women to be able to compete and become Olympians gets changed. And so what's the answer? Somebody said, well, why don't we have transgenders compete in their own sport? There's not enough of them. And then you just have one person in the pool. That just doesn't make sense. So I'm wondering if what we have to do for sports is have it based on weight, have it based on size. You know how we have heavyweights and lightweights? Maybe we need to do that. Where it was swimming and all that, and then it ends up, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. It's something that is, I mean, it's heartbreaking all the way around. You have somebody that busted their butt, they beat other women, but they don't win because, you know, they weren't born a man. That's, we don't want that reality keep, and I mean, maybe that's a reality America does need. Maybe America needs to then, you know, change their thinking, rather than a woman could do anything a man could do. Maybe that thinking was too progressive. Maybe the thinking was, look, you know, whoever wants to be a woman is a woman. That's the one that wins. And you know, I think Leah's intentions were not cryptic. I don't think Leah did this, well, you know, oh, so I could win. Let me just, you know, I think Leah wanted to transition to a female. But you have other individuals that may be like, look, you know, I'm on the fence. I don't really seem to identify as either. I could win. I could win money. I could win awards. I could win endorsements. This is something that I might want to seriously think about. And then, you know, is there going to be this quote-unquote sort of fraud by people purposely trying to, you know, get into a, I mean, you cannot be in terms of boxing or certain contact sports, you cannot, you know, call yourself a lightweight. I mean, you have to prove that you're in that category. Otherwise, it's a disadvantage for everybody else. What do we do so it's not a disadvantage? And I also think it's cruel to force a transgender to stop some of their hormones or over-suppress hormones. I don't think that's healthy or safe either. So maybe transgenders compete in male sports. I don't know the answer. So anyway, that's what Governor Ron DeSantis did. He wanted to honor the woman that came in second. Now, Disney has been definitely dealing with some issues. So Disney employees are wishing, a lot of them, from what we understand, are wishing that Disney would be more politically neutral. And Disney tried to stay neutral. When it came to the bill of discussing LGBTQ spectrum choices with kids, I believe, under third grade years old, the bill suggests that sex is brought up to age appropriate. Like, you know how we do sex ed when you're middle school? I believe that's what the bill is, but they've called it the Don't Say Gay bill, which is a little, I think, misleading. So Disney kind of said, look, we don't get involved. And then CEO Bob Chapek got, I guess, so much heat that he reversed and then said that they were going to support boycotts, things like that, against the bill in Florida. Remember, Disney has a huge presence with Disney World. Well, now there's apparently an anonymous letter from workers saying, we watch quietly as our beliefs come under attack from our own employer. And we frequently see those who share our opinions condemned as villains by our own leadership. And so many are saying that the Walt Disney Company has become an increasingly uncomfortable place to work for those of us whose political and religious views are not explicitly progressive. And I mean, I just don't understand. Disney should not be involved in sex. You know, one thing I said earlier was, you know, Disney had perpetuated this theme where the prince saves the princess, so the princess in turn has to kiss him. So what we're talking about, so it's a sexual favor to has to be given, you know, in response to a male prince saving you. And so I guess what Disney is doing is they're having two women kiss instead. Why does there have to be kissing in a Disney film? You know, I don't understand. And why can't companies be more apolitical? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.